Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Stop playing with me.
I didn't know if you heard that, though. I didn't know if you heard that or not. I didn't know if you heard that. That's on T.I.'s Libra album, man.
Yeah. Fuck with T.I., man. I told you.
I don't know how many times I gotta say Benny my new favorite rapper. You know what I mean? He's my favorite rapper right now. Whole Griselda, Conway the Machine, West Side Gun, man. What's up, Dave? You good over there, bro?
Word.
This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already.
Episode 96, niggas? Episode 96? The year Pac got killed. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
R.P. to Pac.
You know what I'm saying, man? 96, nigga? Damn, I can't believe we doing this shit, man. Still can't believe we this far in, man. So, how old are shrooms, guys? Oh, fuck cancer. Fuck cancer. Let me throw that out there. How old are shrooms, guys? How old are shrooms, guys?
That's good.
Nah. I don't hear that shit, nigga. Your face said otherwise when I saw you on the shrooms.
You tell me, it was y'all niggas' first times.
Yo, listen, all right, that's a fact, Dave. My first time. I want him again. I'm going to say that. I want him again. I was up in this motherfucker just all floaty. Like, it was a different experience.
Floaty.
I was floaty. I was like, damn, everything is just floating, nigga. I was floating. That's just what it felt like to me. It was cool, though. It was cool.
Yeah.
And everybody I talk to, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you got to go into that shit knowing that, you know, when you start seeing shit, just know you tripping. You chilling. You tripping. It's cool. But I can see where it can go left, too, though. As I was just sitting there chilling, trying to figure things out, how my life is going to go. Shut up, Moses. As I was sitting there trying to figure out where my life is going to go, it was just like, yo, I could really see where somebody, this shit can really go left for somebody. Like, you know, depending on what somebody's going through mentally. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, nah.
Emotional.
Oh, here we go. Don't get on the pod and start lying.
No, I'm just saying. It could take you to an emotional point.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you.
I'm like, yo, this nigga about to start, Dave. Like, this nigga coming for me early. Like, man, can we at least get like 15 minutes in, like, before you start? Come on, man.
Not yet.
He lying.
He lying.
I don't even say nothing.
Not yet.
Oh, shit. Nah, definitely, though. I fucks with the shrooms. Yeah. Not an everyday thing. I won't do it, nothing like that, but.
Nah, not everyday thing.
No, nah, I can't.
And the thing about shrooms is if you take them constantly, you'll have to take more for you to feel it. But once you take more, you know, ain't no turning back from there. So you kind of want to space them out a little bit.
Okay. So what about you, Moses? How was you? I was floaty.
I was floaty
in the studio.
Man, it was a good experience, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed the time. I had a lot of laughs. Funny, yo.
A lot of laughs.
I was laughing at you like always.
No, I hated you, man, because you. Why the fuck did you keep looking at me?
Because I'm just, like, yo, stop. Bust out
yo, Moses, stop looking at me.
Because you would just bust out laughing. You're like, yeah,
yo, I'm like, yo, why this nigga Moses just keep looking at me? Like, the TV is the other way.
Nah, man.
Like, but nah, he facing me. Like, stop looking this way, bro.
Use my entertainment.
Nah, hell no.
I ain't had nothing to do, so I was like, I just look at you. Like, you got some stupid ass look on.
Oh my gosh.
Did you do it again, though?
Yeah, silly looking.
Everybody was just silly, man. So
everybody was laughing.
A lot of jokes, a lot of laughs. Like, it was good laughs, man.
A lot of jokes. Shout out to CJ. CJ, where you at?
Yeah. Shout out to CJ.
I thought CJ was going to record us on his phone or something.
Yeah.
But you know, CJ.
That
lawyer.
That didn't work out.
Nah, CJ was chilling.
CJ was loyal.
Oh, man. Shout out Cousin Nora.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get some more for niggas. Don't worry.
Nah, I need them this week.
See what I can
do. Hey, Dave, I need him this week, Dave. Like,
this nigga fiend.
I'm scratching over here. Yeah.
Nigga, better learn how to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, can't forget to breathe.
Yeah. You mean forget to breathe, you fucked up.
Forgetting to breathe is what is funny as hell.
What's wrong with you, nigga? I forgot to breathe.
Breathe, nigga.
Next time I do them, I want to walk around.
Nah, you gonna
that'd be nice.
Out.
That'd be easy.
Yeah, I just want to walk around and look at shit. Just want to walk around just look
that
at
was
shit.
That was so chasing me. Go back in.
Just go back in.
All right, go back inside, nigga.
Leprechauns. Goody good.
You take like 5 grams. You never come down. Oh,
what's
man.
Wrong with you? I took more than I should.
I'm tripping.
Y'all think y'all could get a bad trip off of that shit, though?
Anything's possible. Yeah. I ain't trying to, though.
Yeah,
I think you can. Yeah. I ain't gonna, you know, saying you can't, but just gotta know how to do your shit.
Right. Good vibes and don't take too much.
Yeah,
man. It can get left.
It can get left. I can see where it can get left.
Yeah.
I can see where it can get left. Hey, anybody out there, if you do shrooms or you try shrooms.
Yeah, I recommend everybody try shrooms.
At least one time in your life.
At least once.
At least one time in your life. Yeah, or, man. What'd you say, Dave? One, at least once a month.
If you like them, like I like them.
Yeah, I like them too. I like them too. I ain't gonna fuck. Once a month, man. Once a month. I ain't mad. Actually, but Dave, this week
once
though.
Once a month.
Right.
Yes.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm. Take some shits and walk on the beach.
You fiend. Got your hook.
Need him, man. Yeah. Fucking need him, man.
Just need him. You know, you just need him. You just need him. Hey, fuck cancer. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Marco. Did you guys hear the Ty Dolla $ign album?
Nah.
Featuring Ty Dolla $ign? That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
That's hard.
25 tracks.
Okay, is it bumping?
I'm going to say it's a good album.
Did you listen to it after the shrooms?
No. Yeah, no. But it's a good album. I listened to it like 2 times, 3 times. But I didn't like it, but I liked it.
What the hell is that?
Like some tracks. Like,
I was going in, like, I wanted more slower songs. He didn't have the slower song. Like, I want shit to fuck to. Like,
you gotta understand, yes, he makes the slow songs, but at the same time, he always with the party shit. So.
True. And that's what it was, a party ass album.
You gotta understand, if you are a true fan of him, you should know his own music.
Nah, right? I do. True. But.
True.
Yeah, but he can get to that slower bag. Mm-hmm. He only had like a couple out of 25. He might have had like 4. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
And the rest of them was what? Just party?
Party, bouncy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, which is, it's still good. It's still good music. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just saying for what I was looking for.
So you liked them?
I like it, but I didn't like it.
Did you like it?
I didn't like it like that. Each song is like 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
I fuck with Ty Dolla $ign, so I'm just asking, like,
check the album out, bro.
I'm gonna check it out. I probably feel like same. I don't know.
I'm sure he got some shit on there.
Now he got a couple of joints.
Shit. Like, he be having some shit, so I don't know.
What else turned me off too was all the features he had. He had a lot of features.
You gotta listen a couple of times, then let you know. So sometimes shit sink in, you be like, yo, this kinda is a nice little album.
But I just be wanting to just, like, with him, I just want to hear him on a few of those songs where he just, oh, just slow it down, you know. Some shit I could bend my wife over to. You know what I mean?
Married life, huh?
You know, just a few songs you can fuck to. Because he's for that, too. So.
Listen to Pee Wee the Long Way.
No.
Man. You thug.
Shout out Pee Wee Longway though, but nah, I ain't gonna fuck the I'm not gonna fuck the Pee Wee Longway, bro. like, come on, bro. Like, what's he talking about, Dave?
You can do Alchemist instrumental.
That's spooky.
Boom, boom.
You weird.
Hey, so the verses. They said T.I. versus Jeezy.
T.I. versus Jeezy.
November 19th. I like it, but I don't like it.
You like it, but you don't. My nigga, you so indecisive. You like it or not, nigga? Which one is it?
He always likes
it. I like it, but I don't like it. I don't know. I'm just confused. What is it? What don't you?
I know
like
it's gonna be
it?
Okay. What I don't like about it is because Busta Rhymes said, "Yo, let's go. I'll do it with you, T.I." Because you know T.I. was calling out 50.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes was even.
If Busta was like, "Let's," I'll do it with you, but he was like, "I gotta respect Philly." Decline that. You know what I mean? And because of the difference, not the age difference, but the gap, the generation gap between their music or whatever. So
Busta Rhymes gotta understand, like. He was in the group before it came Busta Rhymes, so you got to count that too. Mm. I feel like you got to have a long list, because honestly, Busta got a long list. He ain't come out with anything.
Mm.
That's my dude. Yeah, I'm ready for him to battle.
He got
somebody.
Shit with Biggie and all.
Yeah, yeah, so I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready for him to battle.
That was a big disadvantage for T.I., that's for sure.
I don't know though, dude.
Nah, he can't win that.
Who, T.I.? See, that's why I hate Dave.
You talking about with Jeezy?
No,
with Buster.
Oh yeah.
You don't think so? You don't think T.I. got a shot with Buster? Nah, man. I know T.I.'s catalog.
Do you?
I'm fine. Don't get it twisted. I know you know, but do you know Buster's catalog?
Yes.
No,
okay.
You don't.
No, you don't. No, I do. Because Buster got a lot of big hits.
You wouldn't say
they got, but to me, they got two different fan bases. So it depends on where
you talking about fan base. We not talking about fan base.
No, we not.
If we doing a versus,
we talking about
versus, not really fan base.
20
we talking about like hits. You know what I'm saying?
To back
that you've been like.
T.I. got him, bro.
You don't got.
I'm not saying he will win.
I'm not saying T.I. don't got no hits. Don't get it twisted.
You just said he will
win. I'm not.
Is he winning or not?
I don't know if he will win, but I'm not saying this is gonna be a landslide.
He's not gonna win.
What would the score be?
I don't know. He ain't gonna win.
If you thought about it,
it don't even matter. He ain't gonna win.
That's that New York shit.
He's not gonna win.
That's New York shit, Dave. Come on, man. You can't just discredit T.I. like that.
It's not no New York shit. It's just, I agree with him with that. It's not no New York shit.
And the catalog is too long.
So you like the T.I. You like the T.I. and Jeezy better?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm gonna see it.
That's what I see,
but T.I. has more it's a over good look. Jeezy.
You gotta understand. Listen, what I'm saying. You gotta understand. That's a good ass battle.
Oh no, it's gonna be a great battle.
They
especially
come
for the
with
trap
some shit that we
the trap
been bumping to that forgot about. You know what I'm saying? Just the like trap. It's always good, but the vibe is what I really want to see. How they vibe? Is they gonna be?
Are
oh,
they
the
gonna
same
be good
thing?
Friends? They gonna be good
I just
friends.
See
on
the
there,
vibe.
Man. It's gonna be hard. Who you think will win it though, Moses? You got Jeezy, you got T.I.
I want to just see it. I don't really want to choose nobody because I fought both of them.
But if you had to pick a winner,
I'm not picking a winner.
I'm fucking done with you. I think T.I. is going to win. It's going to come out okay, not win, but I think T.I. is going to come out on top. But I like Jeezy better than T.I.
You going hard for T.I. and I love it.
No, but I love Jeezy.
Apparently not.
I like Jeezy. I like Jeezy over T.I. Like if I had to turn on one or the other, I'm gonna turn on Jeezy before I turn on T.I.
I'm not trying to be
T.I.
funny now since I think about it.
Jeezy got shit, bro.
Jeezy got shit, but I'm talking about from back then to now. Do you still like his shit?
But see, that's the thing. Yes.
Consistently.
You talking about Jeezy, right?
Yes. T.I. I ain't going front.
But T.I. still dropping.
Listen
bangers.
What I'm saying. Listen what I'm saying.
T.I. still dropping.
T.I. consistently, I've been bumping his shit. It's right. Always something I can always bump to.
Right. B.I.
With T.I. sometimes, I mean, with Jeezy sometimes, I'd be like, what the fuck?
No, I'm like that too. That's why I said I think T.I.
But don't get it twisted. Like
top.
Jeezy got some shit. I understand you elevate and you change, but like sometimes when you elevate with your music, it just don't be what I want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It might be for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I'm not hating it, but at the same time, it's like I grew up on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is what you gave me. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I think T.I. probably end up winning.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be good though. Interesting.
It's gonna be good.
I believe they'll probably sit down together and put their shit together. I think they're gonna put on an actual show.
Cause Jeezy gonna put out them hits, man.
Jeezy got them bangers, man. He got them real trap bangers, but T.I. do too. But T.I. got a lot of angles. I mean, it's gonna be a great show. I'm ready to see it.
T.I. do it all. Both of them do it all. All kind of categories, mm-hmm. both of them does it. So it's going to be real, very interesting.
But T.I. just got, he got a few more joints, a few years in on Jeezy. Mm-hmm. Because of that motivation, ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Bia, like Rubber Band Man, like.
It's on Bone Crusher.
It's like, yo. T.I. Yeah, got that, history,
you
man.
You remember that Bone Crusher?
T.I. got...
You better not say shit. I choke your ass out like Dre did that bitch. You better tell these. I'm a bankhead. I take your cookies.
Jesus.
Like, what? I was like, what's cookies?
With the
what's cookies?
It's gonna take somebody cookies? Chocolate chip?
Oh, man. Not the Oreos. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting the Apple TV, man. I'm getting the Apple TV for this one. Fuck that, man. I'm going to get the Apple TV for this joint.
Apple TV.
Yeah, something like, yeah, because
why?
I'm tired of getting on the YouTube. I'm tired balling. Of watching from my fucking phone on Instagram Live.
You balling?
I'm not balling. I got good credit.
And when you got good credit, that works out for everything.
I got credit.
I promise you, bro.
Credit is down.
Nah, just get it back. Just get it right. That's all. I'll show you how to get it right. Don't worry about it.
Let me get boost.
I ain't fucking with you, man. I watched a movie, Higher Learning, with my son, John Singleton, 95 joint.
What is higher? What is higher learning?
What is it? What it is?
That nigga still don't know.
He don't know it.
Yeah.
He ain't get shot in that movie, did he? He got the fuck out of Dodge.
Nah, he was out of there.
Nah, he was out, man. Nigga grabbed somebody's butt and ran.
Nah. Don't do that to my brother, man.
I'm gonna get one last squeeze.
How'd your son like it?
He looked at it, was like, man, like, this racism shit is like for real. Like, he was like, damn, this shit's been going on, like, I was like, for years. I was like, yeah, this movie's on 95. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he's young, he's only 11 going on 12. So, and then see what's going on today. With the way in 2020 going into 2021,
mm-hmm.
He enjoyed the movie. It was different. He hated to see that girl get raped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A very mm-hmm. disturbing scene. Like, it's just, you know, just a lot of fucked up shit going. Like, it had a lot of different storylines for each character.
Did he like the lesbian scene?
He looked at it like, oh, wow. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's different.
Titties.
Mm. Nah, you couldn't see no titties though.
Nah, I'm not. That's what he was thinking.
Oh, probably so. Probably so.
You about to get naked. Mm-hmm. Nigga was mad as fuck. They ain't getting naked. Yeah.
Two girls.
They not getting naked.
two girls together.
This movie sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But
they kissed though.
I forgot Tyra Banks was in the movie.
Yeah.
Seen her.
Malik, what's wrong with you? What do you say about that part? Because I could have been there.
Do you know who Busta Rhymes is?
He didn't know, but he was know? Laughing with Busta Rhymes. Like, I had the nigga like this.
Yeah, bah!
Bah! Bah! Look at my knuckles and shit face. All playing. Shout out to Busta Rhymes.
He like it when he slammed both of them mm-hmm. together.
That hearing about Busta trying to go at T.I. is what kind of brought me back to that movie to watch that movie. I was mm-hmm. It made me think about Busta Rhymes, and I was like, oh, and then that's a great movie.
Busta was in some good movies, man.
Oh, that's a fact. He played in Shaft. Mm-hmm. He does. He knows.
Busta do his thing, man.
Finding Forrester. It was.
Oh yeah.
What was that movie? He was selling guns, and I forgot the name of it. I forgot the name of it, man. It was. I think Fredro was in that shit. Fredro Starr was in it.
Oh, no.
I forgot the name of that
good movie. Flip Clip or something.
Something.
That movie, Higher Learning, made me realize you got to think about people's mental health, man. You never know what somebody's going through. That white boy, he didn't know what he wanted to be. Nobody accepted him. You know what I mean?
Talking about Remy.
Yeah. Nobody accepted him or nothing. Like, you know what I mean? And next you know, the Nazis got a hold of him. Come fuck with us. Shaved his head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We accept you. You're pure white like us.
You can't
Bullying is not cool. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
it really pushed this dude all the way around to where he felt like he had to go kill a black, and then he ended up killing himself.
Because you understand, he was fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Peer pressure, trying to have somebody have a friend. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the thing about it. Like nobody look at it like why should you do to people? Because sometimes shit can happen to you.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, from the bullying I was doing, I was a little bully because being bullied.
That's because you like to joke on motherfuckers, though.
Yeah, but
but that's a form of bullying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you're not knowing it because
you're just trying to make somebody laugh.
Saying, like,
but at the same time, like, it was fucked up. But I started understanding and start bullying people that bullied me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't just trying to get at everybody.
So you think bullying comes from being bullied and then you just
Yeah, it does. It always does. It always comes from maybe
some type of insecurity.
Some kid or, you know what I'm saying, a grown up or something. It always comes from somewhere. So, people don't understand it, never ask. But as soon as you ask or maybe hang out with that person, you find out they be your friend. Don't even be like nothing. Like most of the time, like most of the bullies is your friend. They was just going through some shit.
Somebody that just want to be accepted. Yeah. They just want to be cool with somebody.
Yeah. You're tired of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to understand people. Most people person. So I was good.
He ain't had to kill Tyra Banks like that.
Yeah, I think he did.
You know what I'm saying? He had to do that, man.
I think he
she was a track star, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. She had a life together.
He was just shooting.
She was shaping Malik up, Omar Epps. She was shaping him up, getting him on the right track, cause he ain't give a fuck. He just wanted to run.
Look what they did to my fucking face. Yeah. Malik, what's wrong with you?
He was bad acting when he was crying and shit. Really.
That's bad acting. She was terrible acting.
Nah, yeah, she was.
And he was too. There was a lot of bad acting in the movie, but it was a good fucking movie. That's crazy.
You see your paper? He got to change this. I think it was salty. I'm like, what the fuck? You do my paper.
I'll admit, though, to be honest with you, he needed a girl, though.
Yeah.
He went to college. He ain't like to do schoolwork. And she helped him out. She held it down.
Yeah.
So,
It was like, just more than that. It was just, it's always got a homeboy that opens up your eyes. Like, Ice Cube, you forget. Like, he was like, educated leader.
The six-year senior.
He liked to have a good time, but at the same time, he was educated. He knew what was going on.
He was up on all his shit.
Yeah.
He was woke.
That's the kind of person you want to be around, yeah.
Oh, man. Ice Cube was woke in that movie. He played a good role. Man. Good movie, man. Good movie. John Singleton, rest in peace.
Classic.
Yeah, you got to watch Love and Basketball with your son next.
No, what you should do, you should watch, show him.
Okay, Love and Basketball. Go ahead, Dave.
Nah. After this, you show him all. You show him
Love and Basketball.
How to be a menace. What was it? No. Is it how to be a what?
This is the menace.
Menace to society.
Oh, so menace to society?
Show him that. Show him
how to get you sucker?
No. What's the show him all the movies that don't. What's the Wayne Brothers movie?
Which one? White Chicks.
Oh, don't be a Mr. South Central.
Show him all of those.
All of those types.
And then show him that movie. See if he get it. Mm. You know what I mean? You gotta put it on. Remember this?
Okay. I'm on it. I've been enjoying watching these movies with the family.
Oh, South Central. You show him South Central?
Then you gotta go.
Oh, I have not shown. Ooh.
Then you gotta go back to the series.
I don't want
to
show him South Central because I don't want him thinking he can go put a potato on a gun, man.
I let him know it's all movies, man.
And don't be breaking in cars, stealing radios.
Yeah, that don't
niggas is getting shot out here for that shit.
ain't nobody stealing no radio.
What they stealing now though?
No, they ain't not no radio.
You got shown that movie with
stealing perks. Little kids now.
You got shown that movie Whoopi Goldberg and Samuel Jackson with that little black girl.
What, Ghost?
No, nigga.
Ghost was hard too.
Yeah, Ghost is cool. No,
that the real shit was little girl got
fucking Ghost.
I hate to say it, Ghost but look, hard. The little black girl got raped. I forgot.
Oh, A Time to Kill.
Yeah, Time to Kill.
I don't think I remember that one. It sounds familiar, but I don't think I remember it.
Free Carly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when Samuel Jackson was on trial for murder.
What's y'all favorite Alabama movie? Like, if you had a favorite movie, what's the top of the list? Mine is Paid in Full.
Depends what type of mode I'm in. Yeah.
Sometimes I like to get in some knowledge shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Just like A Time to Kill, let's make you think like this is what goes on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love the gangster movies. Don't get twisted. And all the Casino movies. Yeah, and all like,
I love those too.
You know, I love the mafia movies, so.
I still haven't seen Godfather.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Hey, look, Ace Ventura.
You still ain't finished seeing Irishman. That's a good
You're right. Movie. I haven't finished seeing that neither. And I haven't seen, I need to see Godfather and I gotta finish Irishman.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is fire.
Yeah, you gotta let him watch Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is fire.
He'll watch The Sandlot, so he good.
Oh, yeah, Sandlot's fire. We watched that. He likes that. He likes that.
Oh, shit.
Have y'all ever, you ever interrupted a little kid's TikTok? They trying to record their little TikTok?
Nah.
I seen somebody do that at the store before, the other day at a gas station.
This is a kid, man.
And get their badass out the street.
Yo, I'm talking about he inside of the gas station, the store. He's inside.
Doing a TikTok.
He trying to do, he getting his TikTok off.
Man, what's going on with this TikTok is crazy, right?
I think I might have did that to your son.
You probably did, yo. These little motherfuckers get mad, yo. They don't like that. Like, it's beef.
What are you doing?
It's beef if you interrupt the TikTok, man.
They got out the kitchen with that bullshit.
Yo, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
In the background eating chicken and shit.
I gotta start all over again.
Yeah, right? I gotta restart.
Man. Start this.
Move, you in the yeah. Hit it with the refrigerator door and shit. Move, nigga.
Oh, you starting? I'm gonna stand right here then. Restart.
I think the little nigga was holding some Doritos or something too. Like,
you
was gonna
buy those?
Right? Like, what are you doing in his store, man? I'm just trying to get a water. Get some gas. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
like,
start dancing with
you. You out here trying to TikTok and move your arms and shit. Like, hold on, man. Hold up. Guy walked right through by accident because he had to place his phone up and shit.
I'm sorry, the kid started dancing with Dorito and said, nigga.
Yo. The little kid said, hey, man, are you serious?
Yeah, little nigga.
The guy turned around and was like, whoa. Like, hold up.
Get your punk ass out of here, little nigga.
Y'all better not interrupt these little kids' TikToks, man. I'm telling you, man. It's beef.
Just phone. Who you talking to?
It's beef. I'm glad little homie ain't have a pistol or nothing. He probably would air that whole shit out, man.
Over the TikTok.
Over the TikTok. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's how they feel over the TikTok.
My son tried to get me in his little TikTok before. I had to blur that camera out.
Yeah. No.
He was not. I'm not part of this TikTok. What you got? No.
No.
Especially not my flip flops.
Don't show my face.
None of that, man.
Yeah, the flip flops on.
I have a flip flop. That should be weird, too, because the camera be zooming in and move. I'm like, whoa.
He was all ashy. Hey, wait.
It's nasty.
Dave, you ain't going to get TikTok?
Nah, ain't my style.
TikTok. It's like a fucking clock. Trust.
Fuck all that. I like dancing around and shit.
You don't have to dance. You just move. Ooh.
You just move.
Just one move. Ooh.
Just shake your hips a little bit.
Hips? Why would you? Stop. Just stop.
It's dancing.
Shake your hips.
I'm just saying it's dancing, right? What you want?
What is wrong with you?
Shake it.
Shake your hips. I don't use that. Just go out there, shorty, and shake your hips.
Don't shake your hips around me, thanks.
I ain't fucking with y'all. Dave, when you gonna shout out your hoes?
He told another man to shake his hips.
All right, what's he talking about?
But I was asking Dave when he gonna shout out his hoes.
Yeah, let's talk about.
No, why would you shut up? Just shut up.
I'm talking shit.
That's funny.
Talking stupid.
You don't shout out your queen neither, though, Moses. I don't understand y'all, man. What's up, man?
Queen is. She don't either.
I love Dirty Water, man. I swear to God, y'all my niggas.
Queen knows she is. Love my queen.
Does she listen?
She listen.
Mine listens to every episode.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, you married. Right. I'm like, we fucking know.
You married, nigga.
I be getting in trouble sometimes.
Yeah, because you're
married. Saying stupid shit. Fucking with y'all idiots.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you right.
You right. Just go home. Go to sleep. My day was good.
Hey, look, off the shrooms.
Cook some salmon.
Oh, man. Hey, I wanted to ask y'all to
I'm gonna cook some nice salmon.
Shout out to Creep for Kids, man. That salmon was fire I made out there. I ain't gonna come on.
Yeah.
That salmon was fire I made out there at the park. Shout out to Creep for Kids.
You burnt the chicken, nigga.
Yeah. Damn, stop snitching.
You did burn the chicken, bro. The skin was burnt. I like skin.
I wasn't there.
I like skin. The skin was burnt.
I wasn't there to win, though. So it's cool.
So what? You wasn't there to burn the chicken.
You know what?
That's a fact. I wasn't there.
You know what? You know what happened?
What's up?
What I feel is you got too drunk. And too laughable, you forgot about the chicken.
Oh, but I did the chicken first.
Oh, silly ass nigga, man.
Relax,
you
Dave,
did the chicken.
Relax, Dave.
Wait,
giggling
man.
And shit.
Yeah.
Don't say I be giggling. I don't like that.
You do.
You do.
Fuck both of you niggas. Hold on.
Hey, man. We got giggles. We got you.
He didn't even say nothing. Alex, he didn't say nothing.
But the salmon was fire, though.
It was fine.
All right, cool. That's all that
fucking That's what I feel like. You was like, fuck this chicken. I'll make sure this salmon good.
I should just do salmon fire first.
You should have just gotten the salmon.
Nah, you would have ruined the salmon.
Dave, you could have cooked, nigga. You could have helped me. All Dave did was hold pans. Put it here. Nah, you did. You helped me not, but that was help. I ain't gonna lie, that was good help. I ain't gonna flex, Dave. I'm talking shit, but that was real good help.
The pan man always a good help, man.
Dave was like, "Yo, right here," and I was like, "Ooh," with the tongs and shit.
Dave was probably trying to tell you faster, this nigga. That chicken need to be off. No, it's good. I like it. They want it smoky. They like it smoky. So I'm gonna make it real smoky. Don't worry about it, Dave. You stupid. And that's what Dave said.
So that's what Dave told you behind my back. Okay, no, I got it now. It's cool.
So that's what happened.
That's what happened. Dave didn't say that to me. You telling me what Dave said behind my back. See, that's why I don't fuck with y'all niggas, man.
Nah, we will talk about you, man. We talk about you in front.
I'm telling you now, you burnt the chicken.
I'm telling you now.
Chicken burnt.
I'm telling you now, nigga. You mean. Burned the fucking. I'm sorry for burning the chicken, man. Could have been. It won't be chicken next time. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
next time we gonna.
You gonna help me, Moses?
Next time we go cater.
Take it off the grill like we cooked in the shit.
Yeah, this is delicious. Yeah. Wingstop. Nigga has some long ass tongues. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's
delicious. Huh? You like it?
But she ain't delicious.
Fuck out of here.
Jingle with some Hennessy.
A little dirty water.
Yeah.
A little dirty water.
It's a cell of dirty water.
Hey, get your dirty water shirts. We got them shits available. Get your dirty water shirts. We got different colors, white, black, blue, red.
Dirty water shirts.
You already know, gray.
We got the wife beaters coming out, dirty water.
Dirty water, white beaters. They gonna be like the G Unit ones. We bringing the G Unit tank tops back out, man. Dirty water.
We got the dirty water book bags coming.
Yeah. Dirty water underwear. That's dirty water socks.
Dirty water do rags. Leave your cape out.
Dirty water band-aids.
Oh, that's a fact. Dirty water shot glasses.
Dirty water dread caps.
Dirty water MacBooks.
Dirty water condoms. It's just going to say dirty right along the... And roll it back and say dirty.
Nah, but for sure, we appreciate everybody that really that fucks with dirty water, man. We try to continue to do this shit every week.
Dirty ashtrays.
You can fuck with us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. My shit is Dirty Water Lex. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
When you gonna get some social media?
Dirty Water. It's the dirtiest.
Oh, before I wanted to ask y'all, though.
I wanted to ask you.
Can y'all take rejection, though? If, like, y'all try to holler at a girl?
Rejection?
Yeah. How y'all feel about it? Like,
I'm 30 years old. Yes, nigga. I've been rejected plenty of times.
Rejection's not bad. It doesn't mean nothing. Sometimes it works out good for you.
Yes and no question. That's it. Yeah. What's up? Yes? All right. No? On to the next one.
Not going to trip about it.
Yeah. You can't have too much emotion for somebody that you just met. Like,
you don't even know them.
You're right.
That's what you're thinking. That's... Like, I don't know you, so okay, fine. Right. You just made it simple for me. I don't need to know you.
Well, it doesn't even make you mad on the inside, though, a little bit? It's like, oh, I try to holler at her, and she, like, the way she dissed me was like, oh, boy, bye. Nah. Like, you ain't got to do that, though.
Nah, it wasn't.
No, because you know what? Sometimes it comes out good for you to see that same person. They try to holler at you. You're like, nah, I'm good, shorty. I hollered you last time. I'm good.
Bye.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. Bitch on them.
I think I'm the type that I can't take rejection. I don't like. I mean, I know it's a yes or no. Cool. But it's like on the inside, I'll probably be like, well, damn. In that situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I thought I could have got that. Like, you know what I mean? Well, I thought I could have hollered at and pulled that, whatever. She had to be mean about it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck that bitch.
But see, not, but hold up. Is that not saying, oh, that's taking rejection wrong,
nah,
right? Saying fuck that bitch?
No, nigga. I ain't get it. Because
what about the niggas that be like, oh, well, then fuck you, bitch.
Nah, I didn't say that. I'm not saying you saying that.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's niggas like that say that. That's the niggas that be taking it wrong. I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Do niggas really do that shit now? Niggas used to do that shit back in the day.
Like, back in the day, I don't feel like...
When niggas
in
high school and shit like that, fuck you too, bitch. Niggas use that's, you know.
So the 20 year, okay, we in our 30s, so the 20 year olds ain't doing that now?
I don't know what they doing.
That's a fact.
I don't know what they doing.
I don't either. I don't know.
That's why I was
care.
Asking.
Yeah, I don't know. Care.
So they sliding in DMs right now.
Yeah.
And the way you get dead is there's no response. So, and they move on.
Oh, that's what that left on red means.
I guess, yeah, nigga, you know what left on red means. If they ain't responding, they ain't.
I don't know nothing about it.
Moses said, I don't know nothing about it.
Ain't doing that. Or Jason is not even nothing even trip about. Honestly, some people do trip.
It's not, though. You right.
Some people do trip. But though they already insecure themselves, so. You know what I mean? They always like, eh.
You know what I mean?
Why are men always are the ones that gotta make the first move? Why do women don't holler?
Some women do.
Women do holler. You just gotta know the sounds, nigga. Might not come up there and talk to you, but yeah.
And that's the thing, you just gotta know the signs, it's just different signs. But It depends on how you.
But why she can't just come out and be like, "Hey, blah blah, I'd like to get to know you and get your number." Like, why do we have to make that approach?
Some men, I'm not trying to be funny. Some of them do.
You gotta ask a woman, nigga. You asking the wrong person.
Nah, but some of them do.
Yeah, like I said, they do it in different ways. All of them,
yeah.
It's a cyber.
You just gotta know. It's just you.
It's a cyber error too. Shorty like 5 year picks in a row. She wants you to DM her.
She wants you.
Not for real.
She wants you to DM her.
For real. Okay. She like one of your old pics too. Something that you done posted like 10 weeks ago or 30 weeks ago. It's like 5 in a row.
They've given game out here for you niggas. I'm letting you know right
These
now.
Niggas know already. I'm giving the game to you, nigga.
I don't need the game, nigga.
You do need the game.
Not at all, bro. I'm chilling. I'm good. Like, trust me. I'm good, bro.
I'm married.
It's a podcast, so you giving the game out to the pod.
All that dumb shit.
I'm just asking the questions.
Oh, man. I'm just asking the questions.
Dave still ain't shouted out his hoes. It's cool.
I'm gonna shout out you, my hoe, nigga.
Nah, it's cool. We gotta get the fuck out of here. We about to fight Lux after this episode. We getting the fuck out of here, nigga. Man. Fuck this nigga.
You the hoe. Right? You the hoe, nigga.
Dave, I'm about to slap you.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
That's disrespectful. My stomach hurt. Think about it.
Yo, shout out to everybody that fuck with us on Dirty Water Podcast. Like I said, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all that shit, Facebook. We getting the fuck out of here. What was it? Episode 96. Episode 96, man. 2-6 and
100 bad bitch.
Word.